It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
The Sharks up ice on the wing. Here's Bailey moving in, throwing it to the slot. Nobody shoots it. Now the drive by Barabana from the left wing is blocked. Kept in by Granlund. Now to 40 seconds remaining in the game. Gentleman back to Granlund. Now to the left side, Barabana. Down low, hurdle in front. Shot! Score! Mike Hoffman in front of the net is going to tie this game with 38.2 seconds remaining in the game. If anybody you want to have take a laser shot toward the net, it's this guy. And wow, what a finish. The Sharks have come back again, and they've tied the score 4-4.
Well, it certainly should be. And one of the things that, you know, we talked about right after the game ended, do not let the result of the shootout affect what happened. You know, would have been easy to mail this game in. It's been a long trip. You know, you're 3-2. You feel really good about your trip so far and playing probably, you know, the best team in the National Hockey League. I know they played last night, but you know, to come out and play the way we did. You know, one of the things I liked, I thought we were on top of them a lot. I thought we didn't give them a lot of room. Last time we were in here, they had all sorts of space. And, you know, we just battled from the minute the puck dropped until the middle, kind of the minute the game ended. And, you know, again, down 4-2, get a big goal, make it 4-3. And, you know, then we find a way to get a 6-on-5 goal. And, you know, almost had a chance to win it right there at the end of overtime. McDonald had that great A. So, just so proud of our guys. And then they throw in the fact, you know, we lose two forwards during the course of the game, Duclair and Bailey. Duclair for the whole game, and then Bailey for an extended period and a half almost. He came back with about 3 minutes to go. So we really had a short bench. Guys had to play a lot of minutes at the end of a road trip, and just, you know, so happy for our players and so proud of them.
All right. Good morning, everyone. What is happening? The San Jose Sharks have just completed, in my opinion, a very successful six-game road trip. They could have had a maximum of 12 points. They walk away with 7. 3-2-1. The losses that they sustained on the road trip. 3 of the top teams in the NHL. Boston, New York Rangers, and Vegas Golden Knights. And against Vegas, it's an overtime loss, so they earn a point, while netting wins against the Islanders, the Devils, and the Red Wings. The only loss of this road trip that they had that was over more than one goal was the game against Boston, in which they lost 3-0. They lost by 1 against the Rangers and the shootout loss to the Vegas Golden Knights. They have almost entirely turned around their road scoring woes. Entering this road trip and after the game against Boston through 10 road games, they had scored just 6 goals. Since then, they scored 6 against New Jersey, they scored 5 against the Rangers, they scored 5 against the Islanders, they scored 6 against Detroit, and they scored 4 against Vegas. They have also been a much more competitive team consistently over the last month than what we saw previously, and that was really hammered home by this road trip. Because if we go back to the end of November, we were all wondering, okay, what's the reality of this team? Because they had had the shootout loss against Montreal, which was still a good game by the Sharks. And then they got the 2 straight wins against Vancouver and Washington. Before that, they'd had the 2 road losses, one against Seattle, 7-1, which still is just a bad loss. Those are going to happen over the course of a season. The one before that was a competitive 3-1 loss to Vancouver. Before that, you had a 5-1 win over St. Louis, and the game before that, you had a 5-3 competitive loss against the Panthers. But really, everything had been trending in an upward direction going back to those first 2 wins they had against Philadelphia and Edmonton, even though it was followed by 2 losses on the road against Vegas and Anaheim. But since that point, everything with the Sharks has been trending in a positive direction. And that was really hammered home by what we saw on this road trip, in which they went 3-2-1. They seem to really, really pick up their offense. No, they need to be better on defense, or they have not seen the same improvement defensively, but they were also going up against some very good teams and played to the game's individual calls. They are scoring earlier in games. That's another huge aspect of what the Sharks have been able to do. And they have shown a remarkable ability to come back. They came back against the Rangers when down 6-3. They came back against the Islanders when down 4-1. They came back wildly against Detroit when down 4-0. And they came back strong against Vegas when down 4-2. And that earned them two wins and one overtime loss with their ability to come back. The only one where the comeback didn't turn into a point was the game against the Rangers, which I have to say is, I'll take it, right? Like, you showed against the Rangers that you had a lot more heart. And I think that was something the Sharks had been lacking up to this point of the year, that ability to show they could get back into a game. Because we remember some of those games, you know, the losses against both the Pens and Vancouver and the one against Seattle and the Sharks' inability to reestablish themselves in a game. You can go before that. You can look at that first early road trip where they had the losses to Tampa and just really weren't looking like themselves overall. But now the Sharks are establishing themselves in each and every game as a threat. And I think that's going to carry them much deeper into the season with a lot more emotion, with a lot more grind, because they probably feel like this upcoming game against Winnipeg, or going on the road against Arizona and the Avs, or coming back home against LA and Arizona before they go back out onto the road to face Vancouver, Christmas break, and then LA, and then at Edmonton, and then back out against the Avs. They've got to feel good no matter how they look at it. They've got to feel like they're capable of taking on any team at any time and having a really good performance. Does this mean that they are suddenly going to turn around their season and become a playoff team? I'm not betting on that right now. Crazier things have happened in the NHL, but that's not what I'm betting on right now. But I don't need the Sharks to turn into a playoff team per se. Not that I would be against it. But I think that what we are seeing overall is a Sharks team that is considerably better than what they were just over a month ago. I mean, at that point, it was literally like after those two games against Vancouver and the Pens where you were like, uh-oh, what's going to happen in this next game? But really, they've completely changed their reality, and they've done so with a lot of grit and determination. And you also have to look at the fact that they had a lot of injuries. They're still dealing with injuries. You got Cunning and Benning out of the lineup once again. You lost Duclair last night. Vlasic was out for personal reasons. Eklund was out with a lower body injury. You lost Duclair throughout the course of that game. Bailey missed some time throughout the game. We don't really have updates on Bailey or Duclair at this point of recording at about 5:30 on Monday morning. But, you know, what I am looking for overall is the San Jose Sharks to continue this trend. They don't have to win all these games. They don't have to have magical comebacks. I'm not trying to be unrealistic, but I'm thinking, okay, look at this team that we are going up against in Winnipeg on Tuesday night. They have been a good team up to this point of the year. They've not been great, but they've been good. They currently sit at the top of the Central Division. They've got 34 points on the year, so not in the same range as the Rangers and the Bruins or the Vegas Golden Knights, but they're still a good team. I would consider them, you know, obviously capable of leading their division the way they are, but, you know, can the Sharks have a competitive home game against them? Can they show this same fight and fury and determination and prove this wasn't just a magical road trip where they caught some breaks? Can they dictate more of the neutral zone? Can they be better overall defensively and not give up as many goals as they did on the road? Giving up goals on the road, listen, guys, it's going to happen. That's just what reality is in the NHL. You're going to give up goals. You're going to have nights where you're not as good as other nights. And you're generally speaking not going to be as good at home as you are on the road. Now, last year, the Sharks had a big trouble time winning games at home, but that seems to be a trend that is relatively reversed up to this point of the year. Right now, they are sitting at 5-6-2 at home, and I'm not terribly unhappy with that. And they're now 3-11-1 on the road. So it's an improving scene overall. The Sharks currently have 19 points on the year, tied with the Blackhawks for the bottom of the NHL. But you know what? They're really only 1 point behind Anaheim. They're only 4 points behind Seattle. They're only 6 points behind Calgary. The Sharks are 5-3-2 in their last 10. What's Anaheim? They're getting worse. 1-9-0. What's Seattle? 1-6-3. What's Calgary? 5-5-0. You compare that with the top four teams in the division. Edmonton coming back to life. They're 7-3-0. Kings, 7-2-1. Vancouver, 6-4-0. Vegas, 6-1-3. So while the Sharks certainly did not have a good start to their season, they're playing much, much better as of late. 5-3-2. That's more in line with a team like the fifth place Calgary Flames, 5-5-0 in their last 10. So we can see what level the Sharks have been playing at as of late. And I'm not trying to get over, you know, out over my skis here, guys. I understand that the Sharks are still at the bottom of their division and have a long way to go to try and climb out of it. But, you know, look at the narrative of the Anaheim Ducks. We thought that they were taking a step in the right direction. We thought they were moving forward. Well, they have regressed badly. You know, they have not been anywhere near as good as they were to start off the season. Look at what's happened to the Kraken. I mean, that was a team where everybody was really hyped on them after they had everything go their way in year number two. They've come back down to earth. That's what life is like in the NHL. And I think people need to realize that it's not this, oh, you suddenly turn a corner and you're going to prove that you're one of the best teams out there. Everyone thought the Ducks were ready to take that step after their hot start. Well, no, that didn't actually happen. And now the Ducks are looking like they're only mildly better than San Jose. And frankly, I'm looking forward to the next time the Sharks do get the opportunity to play the Ducks, which I don't believe is until January off the top of my head. But I'd also like to see the Sharks play a lot of other teams around the league right now because it's such a stark contrast to what we saw at the beginning of the month. I mean, last night's game, you take a look at some of the things that simply weren't happening before. You got an early goal from a defenseman. I believe that goal for Mario Ferraro was only the second goal from a Sharks defenseman over the course of the year, which is something that still needs to be trending in the right direction. But the Sharks were able to get an early lead. They were able to establish their presence on the ice and in the offensive zone throughout the first period, something that was not happening earlier in the year. The Sharks were having a very, very hard time doing that. They also looked more comfortable overall with their puck possession, and especially against a team like Vegas, that's not going to be easy. If we go against the two earlier games against Vegas this year, that game one of the season in which they lost 4-1, the Sharks made life difficult on Vegas, but ultimately Vegas clearly looked to be the better team. I thought the second time they played Vegas, Sharks were flat out of the gate. Vegas took control with another early 2-0 lead and really controlled the pace of the game. And the Sharks, you know, worked to get back into it, but it was not going to be a game they were going to be able to win against Vegas in their own house. They couldn't get any goals in that game, even though they did comport themselves much better after the slow start. And then we look at what was the game last night, where they took Vegas to overtime and earned a point. You can make comparisons to the three games, although not as drastic, that they played against Vancouver. First time, 10-1 loss. Second time, 3-1 loss. Third time, they beat them. Now, the Sharks did not beat Vegas last night, but you'd see in a three-game sample size the stark improvement that's happened with the team, and that ultimately is what I'm looking for. Are they improving? Are they showing themselves to be a better team? And I think that the answer unequivocally at this point is yes. Also, you look at the netminding of a guy like Kaapo Kähkönen, who has been considerably better as of late. Now, I want to say two of the goals last night, he didn't have any chance on, didn't see them. I'm not going to put them on him. Two goals, if he's allowing, that are on him over the course of the game. I'm not always going to say those are bad goals, but, you know, there's a tip play. There's a chance that something just happens, bang, bang. Your goalie can't stop everything, but you also want to be in a game where you don't need your goalies to stand on their heads. Now, Kaapo has stood on his head at times, but for the Sharks to be in a game, they have not needed their goalies to be absolutely out of this world, spinning on their head, giving you highlight saves every minute. Earlier in the year, that was something that was necessary. Right now, the Sharks are playing better team defense, even if they're giving up some goals. They are getting better overall. It was a weird road trip in the sense that they had some moments where teams overwhelmed them, but then the Sharks were able to get back into it. And over the course of that stretch where the Sharks were getting back into the games, you got big saves from your goalies. And so for the most part, Kaapo was not perfect earlier in the year, but lately he's been really, really good. And I don't think Kaapo was necessarily bad earlier than the year, just was not catching many of the breaks, was maybe not having his best games out there, but suddenly is looking really, really good. And you combine that with Mackenzie Blackwood, who's been pretty good as of late, and I don't blame him for the Sharks falling down 4-0 against Detroit. I think that was a really weird game, and which suddenly the bounces went the way of Detroit, even though the Sharks, for the majority of that first period in particular, could have been up 1-2 or 3-0 of their own, or maybe even 4 if you look at all the chances and Husso in that game and the phenomenal saves that he was making. But, you know, that's hockey. There's an ebb and a flow. There's a give and a take. there is momentum. And one of the things the Sharks have shown really in this road trip and out of this recent stretch is how much better they are at absorbing momentum from the opposition and being able to get themselves back into a game and creating their own momentum, creating their own downhill hockey, even in a game where they're losing. I look at last night's game, the first period, 29 seconds in, they get a goal, and then they rode that momentum, and they could have had more goals in the first period. I thought the Sharks did a really good job of creating offensive zone possession. I thought they moved the puck very well. They outshot Vegas 39-27, which is that's their greatest difference in shots this year that they've led by. And they also, I believe that's only the second game when they've had more shots than the opposition. So these are all little micro stats that we can look at and see where the Sharks have been improving. They're getting more shots. They're getting more goals. They're getting more zone possession. They are just being better overall. And I know that that's a very, very generalized term, but that's what we're looking for. We're wanting the Sharks to just be a better overall team. So I am pleased with what I am seeing. And I'm excited to finally be back home, even if just for one brief instance, against Winnipeg on Tuesday night. And then we get to see what they are at home. I know there is the sense that the first home game after a long road trip almost feels like a road game, but you know, the Sharks, they were really good at home before they went back out onto the road. They were solid on the road. Let's see if they can continue to be good at home. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to get into some post-game reaction and more. You're listening to Morning Tide presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
And here we go. Faceoff has been dropped, and the puck is inside the Shark zone. Grabbing it there is Kyle Burrows, rushing to center. Bumped there by Kolesar, but flicks it in on the left wing boards. Grabbed by Granlund, cuts behind the Vegas net. One hand on the stick, he protects the puck effectively. Fed it off the boards back to the point men. Burrows left side, shot, score! Mario Ferraro! His first of the year, getting it from Burrows and from Granlund. Granlund's puck protection, the key to the whole goal. And 29 seconds into the first period, it's the Sharks 1 and the Golden Knights nothing.
Well, yeah, I thought we kind of had the chemistry going from the beginning. Made a good start to the game. I thought it was a pretty good effort the full 60 minutes. But when we lost those guys, obviously it doesn't help us, but I didn't think we had to change anything in terms of the way that we were playing. So we're already going. We already felt good. I think obviously, if we had Dookie stay in the lineup for the full 60 minutes, who knows? Maybe could have helped us out in overtime there. Get the lead in regulation. Who knows? But I thought we battled well throughout the game, despite the injuries that we had.
That is Mario Ferraro bringing us back in on a Monday morning on Morning Time presented by Coors Light as the Sharks unable to get it done with a win in Vegas, but do get a point by way of a 5-4 shootout loss. The Sharks wrapped up that six-game road trip with a record of 3-2-1, and now come home against Winnipeg to see if they can carry some of that momentum back home. And yes, I do say momentum, even coming out a shootout loss, because the Sharks were considerably better on that road trip than they were at any point on the road earlier this year, without question. And now they get a chance to come home and show if that improvement is more legit than just a little run, because I think there is a sense that it's like, well, what can they do beyond this? Maybe that was just a couple of games. This isn't the reality. Like, no, the Sharks are playing much, much better hockey. You get Mikael Granlund, who's the Players Association Player of the Week after a 9-point week. You look at the way that you've been seeing the play from Fabian Zetterlund, who has just been becoming more and more of a solid, solid player in the NHL. You look at Tomas Hertl, whose game on both sides of the ice has really come to life and has been a leader and has been scoring goals and has been getting stuff done. And then, you know, Mike Hoffman, he had cooled down for a bit, but he came through with two huge goals last night to help the Sharks get back into that game. And that, you know, again, to me, you need multiple contributors, right? Like, you need everybody to be able to get in on the game. You need everybody to be able to perform at a high level. It can't just be one or two guys carrying the team. So it was a night where Tomas Hertl was not as hot, per se. You had Eklund out of the lineup. Duclair wasn't in the game because after he took an injury. Zetterlund didn't score in this one, but you had other guys contributing, and that's what it takes. You've got to get multiple guys on the board. You've got to get guys being able to have their opportunities to help the Sharks and help the team, and that's what you got. It takes all members who are out there on the ice on any given night, and so the Sharks were able to comport themselves well in that capacity and get contributions across the board. More from Mario Ferraro, talking finally getting the breakthrough with his first goal of the season.
Yeah, it feels good. Anytime you score, it feels pretty good. I'm not the kind of player that just going out there and hoping I just score. I don't think that's the bonus, I think, to my game. I think it's more important for me to control my own end and defend hard and transition pucks quickly up for the help beat our offense. But, you know, it's always nice to get a goal and help get us a lead early.
Ferraro also spoke to the team's ability to get back into games as well as playing as a whole out there on the ice.
Yeah, they're obviously a very talented team up front. I think that, you know, this whole road trip, we've kind of proven that we can come back in games and fight, you know, continue to fight for 60 minutes. And we've proven that last game being down 4-0 and the previous game before that 4-1 in the third. So, I think this road trip, we were actually challenged with a lot of good, talented offensive teams. And obviously Vegas was no exception. So we're just in a groove right now. We're defending hard, defending well, and we're playing as a unit of five all across the ice. And it helped for us tonight. It's a good test for us. Would like to get the win, but you know, we're proud of the way we'll be playing.
I think it's also important for Ferraro to be performing in this moment because it's also at a time where his name has popped up as a potential trade piece. And I don't think that's something that Mario Ferraro particularly appreciates in the sense that he wants to be in San Jose. I'm sure that he understands that it's a business. You know, many conversations I've had with Mario, he's a smart individual. He understands what's going on. He's not going to be blindsided by anything, but you know, I think that his heart is in San Jose. I think that he has a desire to be part of the group that brings this franchise to the forefront. Now, whether or not that, you know, happens or doesn't happen, you know, nobody has full control over that except for Mike Greer and other GMs around the league. But I think for Ferraro to be able to play as hard as he does and help the Sharks get an early lead on the road, it shows how much he truly is invested in San Jose, at least from my point of view, because, you know, sometimes you can hear all the rumors and your game can kind of falter because there's just a lot of outside noise. But, you know, this is an instant where he's putting it all, you know, on the other side, not part of his reality, and able to get the big breakthrough goal that the Sharks needed to have an early lead on the road against a team as quality as Vegas. More from Ferraro on where the team's confidence is right now.
Yeah, I think our confidence is high, but I also think that it's just us knowing what our identity is and how we need to play in order to be successful. So, you know, confidence helps any individual, any team, and we're starting to see that. We're starting to score more goals. So it's showing. But I think it's more that we're figuring out really what makes us successful and we're sticking to it. We've done that, you know, this whole road trip over the last six games.
And figuring out what makes them successful is something that was going to take time no matter what. I think that one of the things that we heard from David Quinn earlier in the year was how the team wasn't trusting each other out there on the ice. And I think people maybe didn't know how to absorb that statement or maybe didn't know what David Quinn entirely meant. But I think that when you watch what the Sharks have turned into as of late, where they're understanding where guys are going to be, where they're understanding what everybody's going to be able to do out there on the ice, what they understand, what their teammates' trends are that they didn't know before. You have to take into account that this was a team with a lot of turnover, a lot of new faces, and not a lot of new players. And now they've been figuring it out. They're playing better hockey, and they're consistently finding themselves in games. This does not shock me in the slightest. Are they perfect? No. Are they going to be losing more games throughout this year than they are winning? Most likely. But, you know, you had all this talk earlier in the year that, oh, the Sharks are the worst team ever in the history of the Cap. It's like, you can't make that statement until the season is done. You can't just look at a team on paper and say, well, this is what they are. It's like, no, you gotta give them a chance to be able to be something. I think right now that they are proving that they are more than what the prognosticators were saying. And I never really felt that way. You know, listen, it's always a risk. Just like any time you enter a year, a team could surprise and end up being the best team in the history of the league. I don't think anyone looked at Boston last year and said, this is going to be the best team ever. No, the Sharks are where they are. They're in the middle of a rebuild. They are taking on some contracts and doing trades and trying to plan for the future. That is the reality. But even if the goal is the future, doesn't mean that the guys out there on the ice don't have an incredible amount of pride, don't have an incredible desire to win, and don't deserve the time to learn each other as teammates. Like, that's a huge part of this. You have to figure out who you're out there on the ice with and see what gels the best and what yields results. And David Quinn, much to his credit, has shuffled things up, see who fits together. He's figuring out the puzzle, and to no one's surprise, or at least not to my surprise, the team's playing better. It's not a wild concept to figure out. It takes time. David Quinn, looking back at last night's game overall.
You know, I thought our neutral zone forecheck was good tonight. I thought we did a good job staying on top of them and not allowing them easy access into our zone. I mean, the last time we played here, they carried it in all night long. And tonight, they had to dump a lot of pucks in. But again, they're so dangerous and they're so good. And, you know, obviously it's 4-2. And I'm thinking we actually played a pretty good hockey game and we're down 4-2. So, but that's what a great team can do. You know, they may not have been on their A game tonight, but they went in 4-2 with about 5 minutes to go. So, you know, but again, we found a way. Coming on here for about a month now. And, you know, just again, I can't say it enough. Just incredibly proud of our players.
I talked to David Quinn for an extended amount of time on Saturday. And if you've not heard that interview, I would suggest that you do go check it out. It is up on the Sharks Hockey Digest podcast, and I'll be uploading it to my YouTube as well. So it'll be a good one for y'all to check out to see what David Quinn had to say about everything he's seen from the Sharks. And, you know, when he says he's proud of the team, that's not BS. He is. You know, this team, where it was versus where they are now, it's a stark, stark contrast. Quinn was also asked if he felt this was a great road trip.
I do. With the schedule we've had and, you know, the way our season started and not having a road win, but, you know, coming out here and scoring the way we are and just really changing our season in a lot of ways. We were changing it as the last 3 weeks were going on, but I thought we took it to another level during this trip.
And if the Sharks do continue to have more success this year, I think people are most definitely going to point to this road trip and say that's when everything changed. And I can't say that the Sharks are going to suddenly be a playoff team. Like I've said before, I don't know where this season is going, but you do look at the way they've been able to play since that bad start and the incredibly difficult schedule, and you look at the way they've improved and then suddenly going from no wins on the road to a 3-2-1 East Coast road trip against some of the best teams in the NHL. That's something to point at, and you can say, look at where we have come from. Look at where we are now. That's a big thing for a coaching staff and for a team. And Quinn also spoke to the fact that he felt that this game was an extension of a lot of the things they were doing well against Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, as we've talked about this, Shang, I mean, I think we've kind of created a blueprint of how we're going to have success here over the last month, and we've been doing it, but not as consistently we have over the last two games. And, you know, I think our guys pretty much understand how we're going to have success. And, you know, I thought we defended pretty well. Not a lot of, you know, big-time chances. I thought they had a five-minute stretch in the third where they kind of hemmed us in a little bit. But, you know, a month ago, that's, you know, 25 minutes of hemmed-in hockey that we were trying to fight through. So, you know, just like I said, you really fell from the drop of the puck. This was an extension of what was going on in Detroit.
And before we run out of time, Quinn weighed in on what Mario Ferraro means to the team, which, again, in the context of all the talk that's been going on, I think is important.
I don't know if I've been around a more likable teammate. This guy is such a great teammate and a good player, and he brings such energy and passion to the rink every night. So, you know, I don't think I know people know he's a good player, but he brings an awful lot of intangibles to an organization, to our team, and he's playing his best hockey. This is the best hockey he's played since I've been here. And if you talk to people around here, I know we played pretty well with Bernsey, but, you know, he's on his own now, and he's now the guy taking people under his wing, and he's done a hell of a job.
Big moment for him to get that first goal of the season last night. All right, we are out of time. Tomorrow, the San Jose Sharks will be hosting Winnipeg at 7:30 from SAP Center. Live pregame coverage right here on the Sharks Audio Network at 7 o'clock, and then the drop at 7:30. Hall of Famer Dan Ruzanowski on the call. We are all out of time. I will see you tomorrow on the build-up. Until then, for the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
A break for Howden against Thrun. Across the line, little drop pass in front, and a one-time shot on net by Marchessault. Oh, what a save by Kaapo Kähkönen, and the Sharks dodge a major bullet.